1, 2, 3.
All ready? Ready?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, I forgot about that part. And the best of Drew and Mike, Brandon Lives. Is he playing Red Dead Redemption 2 yet?
Never again. I talked to him the other day.
Had he played yet?
No, no, he was still in the hospital.
What?
Oh, haven't
seen. Still with the baby in the hospital.
Is he still in the hospital as of today?
I believe he got out yesterday, I think.
Oh.
Huh.
Yesterday being Thursday.
Well, it's incumbent upon you as the most recent parent.
Really? Oh, that's the baton gets passed that way?
Well, you have to give him sage advice.
They raise themselves.
He only gets one bit of advice, and that's you're never playing Red Dead Redemption 2 again.
Besides that, you're on your own.
And he is really resisting.
He was so tired when I talked to him.
You're playing Red Dead Redemption 2?
He said that he was going to forego sleep to play Red Dead Redemption 2. And then when asked at the hospital, he said, I've been sleeping. And I thought, wait, but that's the time you were going to use to do all the fun things.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's a little tired.
I'm going to be playing Red Dead Redemption for the next 18 hours.
By the time he comes back, if he hasn't played Red Dead Redemption 2, I think he'll tell us he has.
Well, he's going to have to prove it.
We have to hire a private investigator. Let's get that guy, the Carmack guy, who followed Duggan around, to follow Brandon around. The Best Of is brought to you by Scott Kunith, Realtor Scott Kunith. His pledge to you, the podcast audience, call you back in a timely manner. If you want to text, he's fine with that. Or if you want to call, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee.
When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying if Scott's not in your corner. Or don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker. We're Manuel Scott Kunith.
I never realized he rhymed manual with manual.
I know, I've heard that a couple times. It works.
Residential. Oh, 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 Scott Kunith. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH at CBWM.com. Scott Kunith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call or text Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual at 248-797-7746 or email him at skunith@cbwm. And the best of Drew and Mike for this week. Well, we got an interesting array. Timely again, as a few Easters ago, well, maybe 6 or 7 Easters ago, there was a...
Way more than that.
Okay. 10. Oh, was it in the last 15 years?
No.
Not even?
No, because it was capitalizing on the event after it happened.
Okay, so...
definitely old building riff.
Almost 20 years ago for... it was an Easter event featuring... how did Monica Lou Egg Sky... Was that one of the eggs?
I think it was one of their characters, like a chocolate. They were trying to do celebrity characters.
Right.
And instead of Lewinsky, they came up with Lou Egg Sky, which is so bad. And
yeah, possibly the worst hook ever.
And we relived it and then wondered if it still existed, so we tried calling the company.
And that ties in so nicely with the Clintons on A&E,
yes,
which is rolling this weekend. And then... Holy Hell, The Cult, which was on Netflix. What an amazing piece that was, as these people were part of this crazy-ass cult for like 20 years. These people were really close. In fact, after the fact, well, once they got away from the crazy leader.
What was his name again?
I can't even remember his name. Yeah. I just remember that he charged people to counsel them on their... I think it was therapy, and he would have anal sex with the dudes who were not gay, by the way. That was the way he treated them.
Yikes.
And it turned out that it was just a gay potpourri of sex with the leader, who apparently was gay.
Will Allen, does that sound right?
Maybe.
Or Michelle Rostand?
Michelle.
Yeah, it was Michelle.
Michelle.
And I think did he bone the chicks too? I don't remember
probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like he was having his cake and eating it too.
He was trying to be
having his dick and eating it too. He's giving his dick and eating it too.
Yeah, he really had his way with those people. It was quite unfortunate. So they broke up the cult. They sent him packing. And what does he do? He goes out to Hawaii and starts over with new people.
All right.
And some of the old people went too. They just couldn't break the habit. It was, maybe they dug it.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
He explained something like that. And then we're trying some phone sex lines, which we've done many times over the years, just to see what's going on in the phone sex lines. Has it changed? Is there something new? And Mike Clark stuff.
Yeah, we relived some of the classic phone sex calls.
Okay. There were many of those.
It actually was a natural segue into it.
Yeah, it's pretty. There's a lot of sexuality in this best of.
It is a very dirty best of.
And then we had the P Quality, which I remember the company, but is that so women could pee like dudes?
Yes.
Huh.
I'm shocked that company hasn't just taken off.
I know. I wonder, where is P Quality still around?
I still
they're being
have mine.
Traded. Do you really?
Yeah, I've never used it. But,
well, come on, start using it.
Well, but I remember I was kind of ticked off because it came in a box that said P Quality on it. Like,
yeah, you can't
label, tell everyone.
You can't label that packaging. It should come in the typical nondescript brown paper bag.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. They were proud, I guess.
Oh, you got to use it. Use it this weekend, Judy.
Okay.
Full report.
All right. Well, there's snow for me to try
cool.
it out.
Write your name in it.
Yeah.
And the best of all of these great best ofs are brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunath, the Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel, who is back for November and December, was going to take time off, but decided to hang in there. So hopefully somebody will call him or text him at 248-797-7746. It's not the busy real estate time, but some people are doing stuff. So who knows? You might need Scott, or you can email him at skunath@cbwm. I should have mentioned this after the rolling with the egg puns. That had to remind you of something. Monica Lou Egg Sky.
Totally forgot, yeah.
What was the premise for that? And we actually called for the interview because we thought it was so dumb.
Yeah.
We called for the interview.
Yeah, it was something for Easter. Wasn't he just making chocolate? Was he making
Yeah, they were making like
bunnies?
Celebrity eggs were being painted or something, like the Monica Lou Eggsky egg.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so dumb.
The worst pun
ever. We called for the interview, and the interview focused mostly on the Monica Lou Eggsky and who came up with it, and and what other possibilities were, eliminated.
Here's the press release. The latest inductee in the Mary of Puddin Hills Easter Bunny Hall of Fame is none other than Monica Lou Eggsky. She joined such luminaries as Elvis Presley, Benjamin Franklin, and Easter Williams, and Amelia Earhart, who have had their likenesses rendered in chocolate.
All of those are so stupid.
I kind of want to call this guy again.
You know, I can't, to find out what they've inducted recently.
Yeah.
Is he still available?
Yep.
Yeah, why don't we do that? There's another number I wanted to call, too. Let me just read a couple letters here, and we can set that up.
Hey, you get letters?
Well, letters to the editor that
cool.
You know how much I love letters to the editor.
I can't find Monica Lewegsky. God damn it.
Lewegsky.
Here you go, Jay. That's the number.
You gave it back to me, didn't you? I'm sure you did.
The letters? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh. It's a great letter, too.
Oh, this just stunned me. First of all, I'm surprised people are still writing letters about the end of the Joe, but I guess it's the end of the week. They sort of chronicle stuff that sort of went with the week. Go ahead and call the Lewegsky number, and I'll find this thing in the next 10 minutes.
Apparently the guy's name, that's their spokesperson, is Pud Kearns.
Pud?
Pud.
Hud?
Yeah, the creator of the chocolate portrait.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people are named Hud these days? I would think the movie would have generated a little activity for that name.
You can't name a baby
movie Hud.
No, Pud, P-U-D.
Oh, Pud.
Oh, Pud?
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean a pelvic area in some slang?
That's why you pound it.
Yeah, I thought it was... Pud to me is wiener and nothing else.
For policy assurance purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. You are being transferred to an operator. Please
You're being
stay
transferred.
On the line. We sincerely appreciate your
transfer me.
Mary. Of Puddin' Hill.
Thanks for calling. Mary Putin Hill. May I take your order?
Oh, we weren't trying to order anything. We were calling about the, what's the Hall of Fame?
The Mary of Putin Hill Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're trying to find out about the latest entries into the Hall of Fame. We sort of left off with Monica Lewinsky.
Hello?
Mary Putin Hall of Fame.
Yeah, is Pud there?
No, you've reached the after hours customer service number.
Yeah, that's who we wanted. Surely you're aware of
what I have to do.
You must be aware of the Hall of Fame there, though, and the.
What I have to no, sir. What I have to do is take a message and have someone from customer service call you back on.
And Mark, could you mention some of the other names because maybe that would jog our memory a little bit?
Well, yeah, maybe people have ordered these.
Have you ever heard of Monica Lewinsky?
What are the other ones though?
Elvis Presley, Benjamin Franklin, Easter Williams, Amelia Earhart.
They're all takeoffs
yeah,
on.
They're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, these are all takeoffs on the on Easter, you know.
Okay, but what I'm saying, though, I don't have the information on that.
Mm.
And so someone from customer service will have to contact you on
Did
that.
You appreciate the puns, though? I mean, Monica Lewinsky instead of Lewinsky, Elvis Presley. Get it?
Amelia
I mean, you do get
Earhart,
it, right?
Get it?
It's kind of cute.
I'll get that one.
Yes. Could
you,
I?
You didn't sound,
you didn't sound, you didn't sound very moved.
Your information.
You didn't seem to appreciate the names at all. I mean, you didn't like those puns? I mean, I didn't even hear a chuckle, not even a courtesy laugh. and I don't blame you. Actually, I thought they were kind of cheesy. So
there's the
You're not alone,
laugh.
Yeah.
maybe the joke just landed.
She's coming clean with us. Okay. So apparently this is not real top of mind with you at the moment.
No, sir. You've reached like the after hours for Mary
right.
Putin.
Yeah, and so I revert to my point. Later. This is not real top of mind.
Can I place you on hold just a moment, please?
Yeah, sure. We'd be delighted.
There's another number. Can we just call that instead?
We have a lot more business to attend to with you, so you've got something else to do. We're not going away.
You did slightly charm her.
Yeah, she was momentarily charmed.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience. Please stay on the line. We will be with you in a moment.
Oh, good. I found my other letter just in time. I'll read it for you. Palace Joe send-offs proved disappointing.
Huh.
I was surprised by that because Joe was awesome.
Everyone loved it.
And the Palace, in spite of the lack of TV coverage, seemed like they got a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Rodman brought out the opening tip ball. And Isaiah was there. And the big names.
As much as I enjoyed ceremonies for both Joe Louis Arena and the Palace of Auburn Hills, I was a bit disappointed that Reed Lawson wasn't among the Wings alumni who came back for the finale. He was one of my favorite players growing up. Also, the absence of any former Shock players.
Hello?
Thank you for holding.
I'm sorry, we had you on hold at the same time. There's some gravelly voiced woman talking, and I apologize for that.
But the only thing I can do, sir, is take a message and have someone call you
right.
back.
Are you aware of a guy that works there by the name of Pud, P-U-D?
Pud Kearns?
He's public
no,
relations.
Sir.
Does that ring a bell?
No, sir.
No. Isn't that a kind
can
of
I
a,
just get your first name, please?
Sure.
One of y'all's first names.
As soon as we just get past this, isn't the name Pud? I mean, I don't want to get hung up on this stuff, but isn't that kind of, I don't know, it doesn't seem like a first name, does it? Inappropriate from a business standpoint?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about business names, what's appropriate and what is not.
But Pud, I mean, I only think of one thing when I think of that crazy word, and I certainly don't think of some professional working for an operation like this.
Post-parade Pud pool and picker pageant.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Just a thought.
How many people named Pud do you know? None.
No. I don't know any.
None. Yeah. Who would name their child Pud?
It might
right?
be. It might
can
be.
Can I go ahead and get... Can I get go ahead and get the first name, please, of someone, one of you?
True.
It's a good thing you're so focused, because this thing would never end if you weren't so focused. And I'm very impressed with your professionalism.
Thank you.
It's Drew calling. And just,
okay, are you spelling Drew? Wait a minute. Are you spelling Drew? D as in David, R, E as in Echo, W? Drew?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay.
And the message
and what is your last name?
Lane, L-A-N-E.
Okay, L-A-N is in Nancy, E is in Echo, Lane, and what is your phone number?
Wow, did you say E is in Ego? Like Lego my ego?
Ego. It's all Easter puns.
I like how you're getting into the thematics here.
And your fault over Miss Lane.
Was it for Ego or Echo?
Jim Cold.
Echo.
Echo. Oh, okay.
E-C-H-O.
Okay. Will you please use Ego next time? I just want to hear if somebody gets a kick out of that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Sir.
No. Oh, she shut the idea down.
Ego's a word. Lego my ego. Everybody knows that. I think I think you might get a chuckle.
Just around Easter time.
Yeah. You can let it go after. Okay.
But can I get the phone number, please, Mr. Lane?
Yeah. You know what? I don't have the. You know, if you just leave Pud the message that I'll get back to him, that Drew Lane will get back to Pud. And that's Pud.
Okay,
Pud Kearns.
We'll get back to Pud.
P-U-D. Pud.
Yeah.
P as in P. Ooh.
As in U.
U as in ooh. D as in.
Alrighty.
D as in dingus.
All right.
David.
All right.
Dart. Okay.
Okay. So
thank
I
you
have
so
the
much.
Messenger, and what, I will forward it to customer service, and someone will contact you.
What's your name? You're such a pro. I'm just curious. I want to make sure I remember your name.
Pud. It's Pud.
Ruthie.
Oh, I love it.
Great stuff, Ruthie. I appreciate your professionalism once again.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a great
you
day.
Have a good night.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
All right. I saw this movie on Amazon called Holy Hell.
Yeah.
Have you heard about it?
It's about a
cult.
It's a religious sect. Yeah. Yeah.
What a movie.
Is it good?
Oh my, yeah, it's really good. This guy was an actor. He has he says he's in Rosemary's Baby. It's just they show his face for like 2 seconds. Okay. That's all he does in Rosemary's Baby. He became a psychotherapist at some point, or either that or claimed to be. I think I may have not paid a great deal of attention the first 20 minutes or so, but it got real interesting, and then I was really into it. Basically, he got all these people, and this was, what year was this? Like late 80s, I believe, or mid 80s, got all these people to join. They renounced their families, which, you know, as soon as someone says you can't see your parents, something's terribly wrong. I mean, no organization, I don't care if it's Scientology or who it is, there's no reason you should be renouncing your family. In many cases, these people were close to their parents. I mean, it was really sad, actually. And this guy, I don't know what, they claimed that in psychotherapy, he learned all their weaknesses and he preyed on them.
Sounds just like Scientology.
Very much so. And reminded people, and when people would tell him that they were thinking about leaving, he would say, well, you'll be dead in a year of AIDS. Or, well, it's like a gay one. He would say, you'll be dead in a year of AIDS. Or, you know, based on what he knew about them, he would say something horrible was going to happen. And they just believed in this guy. They loved him. And, of course, it turns out, he has plastic surgery constantly, by the way.
Oh, boy.
And he's super muscly, super built, because all he does is work out and do psychotherapy with these members and keep them down, basically. They moved to Austin, Texas, and somebody bought him this big property and built this big house. And this one guy, because he was a ballet dancer, said, I want to build, what was his name, Andreas, I think? I think his name is Andreas for that cult. He's got a new name now because he's got a new cult in Hawaii. And so this guy said, I want to build a theater for Andreas. So he starts building it, and he'd say, hey, come on, I want to show what we did. And he would invariably say, oh, that sucks. Tear it down. Start over.
Oh, did that power, big power play.
Yeah, kept doing it over and over and over. It took the guy like 2 years to build the thing, but they got this thing built.
Did Andreas ever get to dance?
Yes, Andreas did. They did amazing performances. Actually, some people looked at it and thought it was pretty good, some of the ballet and some of the productions they did. But they only were seen by the group. They practiced for like a whole year just to do it one time for the group.
Well, you should be thanking the leader, because clearly making him rebuild it showed his dedication to it and really forced him to put on a good show.
It was so weird. It was just so strange. I just couldn't. How could this? It goes on for 22 years.
You said he went to Austin and then went to Hawaii, so he's still...
He has a new cult in Hawaii. He's got this compound by this beautiful beach in Hawaii. And what happened was at the 22-year mark, I think there are about 200 people, And I assume they give their worldly possessions to this guy, or they gave him their money, or they must have had some really rich people, because we were really confused about the financial part. They didn't really get too much into that, but they had plenty. They had plenty of property, and they seemed to live pretty well, and they all worked out. They're all good-looking, too. That's something else. Wow, everybody's so good-looking. And in the 22 years of this cult, not one woman had a child.
Really?
Yeah, which I thought was very strange. It turns out, though, that he had advised some of the women to get abortions.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Really?
Well, I mean, that really cuts into your bottom line when you're a cult.
I guess so.
Just ask the family.
I didn't understand that until, as it got near the end, someone, okay, spoiler alert. You might not want to hear this. It
he's
is a
God.
Really riveting movie.
he's really Jesus Christ.
No, this girl left, and when she left, she circulated a memo to everyone that said, he's been coercing all the young males into sex, into gay sex, the ones that are gay and the ones that aren't gay. And so what do you know? Some guys are going, yeah, he had sex with me. This one guy said he got psychotherapy every Monday for 5 years, and he would anally rape him.
That's not what psychotherapy is.
At the end of the session, every Monday. And he paid him $50 for the session.
Nice.
Paid $50 so this guy could boo-foo him every Monday for 5 years.
Why did he keep going back?
This guy just
had the pull.
He had the power. Had the power of these people.
Yeah. Enough.
What's with cults being, like, gay?
I don't know. I would have thought the girls would have.
Jonesy was. Jonesy.
Jonesy. Jonesy, he was bi, though.
True.
He
well, was
chicks.
This guy not bi? Or is he just
no,
so
he was
gay?
Just gay. Just gay. And these guys, too, would be interested in women in the cult, of course. And he would say, no, that would be destructive if you got with her. That'd be terrible. And it turns out, oh, he's boofooing the guy. So that's why he won't let him go out with that girl. And he would not go out with her.
Well, so were any of the guys in the cult gay?
Yeah, two.
Oh.
Two guys and one guy was bi.
So they didn't mind.
Yeah, I don't even think they liked it that much.
Well, I guess if he's raping them, yeah, they wouldn't like
it. Yeah, it didn't sound like
it wasn't consensual.
It sounded like a pretty much a one-way sexual streak to me.
Oh, God. What a creep.
I don't think anybody was in his butt.
He's gay?
Yep.
Oh, so it's a Liberace Thorson scenario.
I thought about that.
Where it only goes one way.
I actually thought about that.
I know I bring that up a lot, but that amazes me that it only went one way.
I know.
You're always told that. No, you're not, you're versatile. Everybody that's gay is versatile.
There was a story, I'm sure you probably saw it. The Sun had it, but it was other places. Not, it was just the, no, not the Sun. The Daily Mail had it. About how there's research that says that people are born tops or bottoms.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
But that was kind of interesting. I don't know if many gay people agree with it. Didn't really pull anybody.
Yeah. What do you think Holy Hell got on Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm going to say it got a 92.
Critics only gave it a 71.
What?
Yeah,
but the viewers, what did the viewers get?
75.
What?
That's good. I think that's good.
Well, I thought it would get higher. It really did. But I really like documentary type movies, and that's it's kind of what this was. This guy had such an ego that he loved being filmed, mm-hmm. and so this one guy filmed a lot of stuff, so he had tons of film of this. And then, of course, they interviewed people.
So he was in it? Was he in the cult if he had all this footage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And he got boo-fooed, too.
Oh, cool. Did he have film of that?
No, not that. But, you know what?
But there's a but to that?
He had, yes, he found clips of Andreas when his acting career went a little south. He did some porno.
Oh.
And he had some classic clips that were, they were black, stuff was blacked out.
Black
like
bar,
penises.
Yeah.
But they showed him.
So it was gay porn.
Yeah, it was gay porn. Oh. He was beneath this guy's penis, and this guy was doing like push-ups, and he was it was a very athletic BJ. I rewound and watched it again.
Sounds like a very exhausting BJ.
It did look like a lot of work.
I mean, working out sucks enough. Imagine having to blow somebody.
It's the first time I've rewound and rewatched a guy giving a guy a BJ. It was kind of fascinating, I have to admit. And Andreas was doing the giving, which was unusual. That I think is what surprised me, because I was like, whoa, he was on the bottom. What's going on there? And then so I had to see for myself.
Oh, so he wasn't doing the push-ups?
No.
Oh,
no.
I assume the one doing the push-ups was giving.
No.
Oh. Huh.
No, it was the guy. Okay. He was like this. And the guy's, you know, lying on the ground with his head underneath his genitals.
Ew.
It's kind of wild. I think the director or the writer of that porn
very
movie.
Creative.
Did a good job.
Very creative.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, unique, I think before they started filming this, let's just try it. I got an idea. I know it sounds crazy. Let's just try it. We'll see how it comes out on film. And afterwards, they looked at a little monitor.
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
You know who else has a new podcast is Robin Roberts. She was plugging
it
today at GMA.
I saw that.
She's
found a way to plug that podcast.
A lot.
I know. I'm kind of surprised somebody doesn't get pissy about that.
Well, considering...
It kind of pisses me off.
Considering they did a whole big story on Bob Iger being like the number one person in entertainment who owns, or doesn't own, but runs Disney.
Disney, yeah.
Did you see that where they kissed his ass like crazy?
It was disgusting.
I know. So Robin kissed his ass, and then it's okay to plug her podcast, which apparently has Gatorade Sidibe on because everybody wants to know what Precious is doing today.
Yeah. Didn't she mention another guest on the podcast? Or she just mentioned...
I think so. I can't remember.
She had somebody, maybe it was last time. She gets big guests, but, you know, she's on Good Morning America, so of course she can get good guests, but I bet the interviews are just numbingly boring. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I'd
called.
Listen to the duo.
Everybody's got something.
What?
Yeah.
I can't. I don't even want to listen to it. I mean, I would normally I would say let's listen a couple minutes and just rag on it. But
they talked about how Precious was a phone sex worker. Hot.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm sure. I bet Robin got her to do a little bit of a rap on there too.
The phone sex yeah, rap. Right.
Now that's what you should do to make it interesting.
But yeah.
She would not do that.
Because when I call phone sex hotlines, I'm hoping Precious open and like picks up the phone.
Well, that's who you should be picturing is Precious, because that's probably about the size of the person you're talking to.
Like Gina from Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Baby. Gina, my girl. She was hot. I'm trying to remember what was my favorite Gina drop. There was one that really got me...
What's the matter? Are you playing with you?
I don't even remember her saying she's going to punch it. That's scary.
No credit card, you pathetic little bitch.
I remember that.
Your personal check, sissy. Remember, you must be at least 18 to use a special service. A small $4.99 connection fee will apply. So my little
piece remember the connection fee.
Into your credit card number now, and let's get started.
Okay, now I called the wrong number. I meant to call. I didn't mean to take the penis abuse. I just want to call for Gina. M'lady Gina.
Oh, so recall the
M'lady.
That's right.
You will speak to an interesting girl who is both fun and very special.
An interesting girl who's fun and special. Yeah. That's my Gina. From
Colorado. Pick the lady you want for conversation. All this for only $4.99 a minute.
Did we get her second time?
I don't remember.
If you're awesome is that? And
second time you guys call back, you got a hold of Belinda looking for Gina.
Belinda? God. Not even a good name for a sex.
Jay, tell me that was not from memory. Is that from memory?
It's memory.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yeah, because Jay asks for Belinda's number.
Por favor. She's like 36. I believe it.
Wait, this is their whole music? On a sex line?
They use Motown?
What? This is even stranger than what I remember.
I wonder if ASCAP comes after money. Wouldn't that be funny?
I'm ready to connect you with a lady of your choice.
Oh,
and we have ladies 18 to their late 80s. Just
doesn't matter. We already know who we
late
want.
Late 80s?
Wait, you have ladies that are like eight, late 80s, did you say?
Yep, that's correct.
And they something do, for everybody.
What age would you like?
Wait, these ladies in their late 80s will get really wild and stuff?
Yes, would you like a lady in her late 80s?
She just wants
no,
to be
dumb. No, I really want to talk to Gina from Colorado. She's like 36.
Okay, I'm not sure who...
Gina from Colorado, we talked with her the other day.
I think
she
Gina
said
was,
we
I think she was blown out.
Her, and she said to ask for her.
I can't
Gina
imagine why.
From Colorado.
And your name?
It's Buzz. And okay. Jarvis.
Gina's not available now.
Jarvis.
No Gina's way.
Jarvis.
Would you like to speak with someone else?
Are you kidding me?
No way.
I should talk to one
that's
of those
the number Trudy had in her phone.
Would you like to speak
Jarvis
with someone else? Yes or no?
Yes, we would. Could we have like a black chick who's 80? Well, how about like a black chick that's like 50?
Okay, and would you like her to be sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, slutty, dominant, submissive?
Gotta be slutty.
We want sweet, sexy, and slutty.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Who wouldn't want that?
Gina from Colorado.
She enters all that into her computer.
Somebody.
Oh, my God.
And it all goes to the one chick anyway. Like there's any filtering system.
Before they hang up, we should have told her, like, you know what? We'll wait. That'd be worth waiting for.
More Motown.
That can't go on long before someone says, look, I want someone else.
Yeah.
Which one of you guys had to pony up the card on this call, by the way?
Greater Media.
Oh, that's right.
Shows up on their expense line. Reports.
We had a fight to get that back. Do you remember?
Yes.
We also had a fight to get international dialing back.
Belinda, do most guys like Jarvis want it in the is that more common than like the normal way?
Well, most guys want it in the butt if you're talking about what you're talking about. Do you remember?
No, I was talking about like when they want you, do they want to like put it in your more or somewhere else?
That's right, you're the one that likes it in the
What?
Belinda, why is Belinda picking on me?
Yeah, she's all
good. Right?
She thinks I'm a homo or something.
No, some guys like it in the some guys like
she's
it in the some guys like both, like Jarvis.
We said sexy, slutty, we didn't say mean.
Jarvis likes both?
Well.
Does he like your mouth?
Well, look at my mouth. I got these beautiful full lips.
Yeah.
I look pretty with any size in my mouth, even yours.
I think I got it here.
It was abuse.
That's a great line, even yours.
You will be very discreetly billed on your Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
tell me about my small schlong.
And CTG or Eclipse.
Apparently somebody
does. No credit card, you pathetic little bitch. Then press 1 and use your personal check.
No.
Remember, you must be at least 18 to use a special service. A small $4.99 connection fee will apply. So, my little penis slave, enter your credit card number now, and let's get started.
No. Listen to all that demand for money, checks, and credit cards, everything else. All to have some slut tell
Are
you how small your wiener is.
All the way? Then go ahead, lover. Give it to me now.
Lover?
Your credit card number, that is. Make sure to press the pound key when you're done, and I'll be right back.
Yep, I think that takes all kinds.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That is, for conversation, all this for only $4.99 a minute.
Oh, is
white lady or a black lady?
You better dump out of this. I'm starting to like this
shouldn't matter.
White.
Okay.
White.
And sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, dominant, submissive.
Is this the number that you call where they tell you have a small penis and stuff?
You can discuss whatever you want with a lady, sir. Would you like to speak to a lady?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm a secretary, so you need to tell me what you'd like.
So you're not like one of the hot chicks that talks to people? Hello?
No response.
Oh, please! You tell me they don't...
Oh, you bitch!
You need to tell me...
Come on!
But they don't get that kind of mentality on a daily basis. Somebody that would...
I love just we're okay. I'm starting to compare us to the Tom Tabak show. It's bumming me out. I can't believe they actually have manners at the sex line. They get pissed because you hit a little bit on the secretary.
Yeah, you don't treat people
and they
that
dump
way.
You out really.
Even though
come
you're
on.
Paying for it.
No, you're paying for it. Why would they hang up on a paying customer? That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Do people still call sex lines?
I don't know. I think real people just do that stuff now.
Have you ever known anybody that called the sex line?
Yeah, a guy that was on the air before me.
I used to try all the time when I was in middle school on like the payphones.
Really?
Yeah, you'd type in like 1-800 wet tits or something.
Wet tits.
Jay, dial it up right now. 1-800 wet tits and soup bums up.
Friends into wet tits.
Tiny hands and wet tits. Light kissing on wet.
No, we used to just try it on these those payphones just to see what would happen.
I worked with this guy who used to call 1-800 sex lines or 1-888
1-800 wet tits.
Yeah, and he did it during his show while he was on the air.
Really,
he played a lot of music. He would play two or three songs in a row sometimes. So he'd call these sex lines. So he got busted.
Yeah, because
and they're
it's
like,
on that number.
Dude, you're running up some pretty fat bills on that hotline during your show.
Was like, what?
You better knock it off. So anyway. He gets busted again. And they said, okay, don't do that again or you're fired. He did it again. He got fired.
Wow.
Blown out.
Well, do you remember his name? Can you write it down? I want to see if he's still in the business.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
He has kind of a common name, so.
Put it on that. I'll find him.
He might be in the North Carolina area.
Okay. Oh, here's.
Experienced callers. Enter your credit card number now or at any time.
Jay, you didn't put your credit card number in yet?
Let's
could be in
game.
Florida too. What's this?
1-800-WET-TITS.
This is the one I used to
this
call.
This is 1-800-WET-TITS? Really?
Yeah, back in like 1995.
Are you serious?
Light green eyes.
Have they updated their
full red lips?
Their outgoing message.
A 24-inch waist.
Ooh.
And a tight bubble butt.
Nice.
But baby, don't get excited yet. I haven't told you about the best part.
What is it?
It's free.
My big, round, soft double D's.
Fake!
Mother Nature was very kind to me. And now I want to
share your voice.
Two gorgeous
cartoon voice
with a breast man like you.
Whittling
who can really
boobs.
Appreciate them. Experienced callers, please enter your credit card number now. I love my tiny pink nipples sucked on. Ooh, just thinking about
this is about as far as I would get, and then I didn't have a credit card. So
where'd they find that voice? My God,
terrible!
Watch them jiggle when I walk.
That chick could do voice work. I'm serious.
Nice and hard, doesn't it? I'll bet it makes you think about sliding your hard shaft between them.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I want you to explode all over them, baby.
Okay, hang on. Let me put
get some good ideas.
Yeah, I got a credit card in here. Let's see what it does.
Really?
Here I am in the
tight
pants. See how tight they are?
Yeah. And if anyone asks you if you want to see Hope Solo's butthole,
have you seen it, Trudy?
Say no.
Say no.
Trudy, have
say
you
no.
seen it?
Mark, you were here to witness my anguish and outrage. I can't unsee
Trudy,
it.
I've shown so many people that butthole, I lose track.
And now Google thinks I'm a creep. Sends me all this crap.
Oh, Google knows you're
all
creep
these crappy
already.
Porn suggestions.
Hey, or Google already knew. Hey, what happens if you're talking to your Google phone and ask it about Hope Solo's butthole?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Just say, hey Google, what shape is Hope Solo's butthole in?
I'll do it.
You
should I ask Siri?
You ask Siri, and Trudy, you ask Google.
Hey, who goes first?
Siri, can you show me a picture of Hope Solo's butthole?
You're not going to ask what shape it's in?
Let me have a look.
Ew. Don't do it, Siri.
She's going to have a look.
Don't do it.
Found on the web.
Oh, so she just took you to the web. Is she even close to it, the butthole?
Well, there's pictures of Hope Solo.
Okay, Google.
I will spank my
butthole. Can I see pictures of Hope Solo's butthole?
Your phone's just going to shut down.
Oh, it wouldn't talk.
It wouldn't talk. It's like, ugh, if you want to, you fucking creep.
Oh, but it goes straight to Hope Solo Naked, 34 photos.
Google wins.
One.
What?
Hashtag the fappening.
That's right.
No.
That's right. It was part of the
no,
fappening.
Oh, they
right?
did?
Whoa.
Man, there's a...
I'm going to rag on Siri. I'm going to rag Siri. Okay, quiet. Heads up.
That should be in the next Android ad, this whole conversation. I mean, clearly, Android just beat iOS.
Fourth down, sexy Hope Solo asshole.
Sexy? Sexy? Animal wrote
no,
that.
The
no.
internet isn't judgmental.
We got an email from a guy about Hope Solo's BH.
Oh, my God.
And they said, hey, forget about the BH. Have you seen the other side? And then mentioned something about roast beef, and I'm totally forgot about
oh.
it.
Oh.
Oh,
I totally forgot about that.
That one.
Which one?
There.
Wait, how do I?
What?
I know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't.
I'm going to click on it because I have your phone. It's not my phone.
No.
Oh.
What?
Well, this is interesting.
What?
Show me your dirty brown A-hine. Created by this blog for men, for M&F. Okay. Who want to show us their most private brown anus.
All right, we have to do a factory reset.
Ew! Listen to this. I feel bad just saying this. Dirty or clean, gaping.
Oh, Jesus
show
Christ.
It off. The goal is to eventually meet up for a date, perhaps you'll meet somebody. Nobody is going to meet somebody on this website.
Somebody's going to have to edit this.
Wait, is this Hope Solo?
Jay? I don't know.
Let me tell Siri how disappointed I am. Siri, I asked for Hope Solo's butthole, and you showed me pictures of Hope Solo playing soccer. What the fuck?
Here are some images of Hope Solo playing soccer. What the fuck I found on the web.
What?
There's your phone back, Trudy.
Yeah, thanks. Oh!
Oh, you asshole! Give it to Drew.
No!
You're right. That is an a-hole.
Oh, God.
Or a b-hole.
Okay, factory reset.
Siri, I'm so disappointed. I said Hope Solo's butthole. Please.
I don't know what you mean by Siri, I'm so disappointed. I said Hope Solo's butthole, please.
Your cell phone blows.
Wow.
Siri, don't you know what a butthole is?
That's not nice.
Well, you're the one that doesn't know.
She's pretty judgmental.
Siri, a butthole is what eliminates feces from the body.
It's the sphincter.
It's not all it's for.
Checking on that. Here's what I found on the web for a butthole is what eliminates feces from the body.
It's what eliminates it?
Feces from the body. Oh, she put me on Wikipedia. Human anus.
Oh, what's wait. What's the stock photo they use on Wikipedia?
There's no photo.
What? For an I bet you there is.
I'm looking. No.
Wikipedia.
So.
Type in anus.
Oh, yeah, there is. There we go. It's a medical.
Oh,
it's
nice.
The model.
Oh, it's
that's
the
weak.
It's a diagram.
That's weak.
No, it's the half, the like cut in half version of it that cut away.
See also anal canal.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it's canal.
Anal canal.
It should be anal canal or anal canal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Are you telling Siri that?
Yeah, we're passing it along to Siri. Hold on.
Okay.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Okay. It's rectum.
Okay, hold on. Come on, Siri. Get it together. Here we go. Okay, Siri. You showed me the human anus. Now I want to see Hope Solo's anus or butthole.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's not speaking to you at all.
Maybe she's...
playing soccer.
What? What is she?
Siri, forget about the soccer. We want Hope Solo's butthole.
I'm getting Hope Solo's schedule.
Schedule?
By the regulation of the quarterfinals, Sweden defeated United States 4-3 in penalty kicks on August 12, 2016.
She's just playing dumb.
The next day she bleached her...
I get it, Siri. You're just playing dumb.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That reminded me, Charlotte, you got to be careful what you say around kids.
Oh, really?
Because Charlotte, I'm learning this all too unfortunate. By the way, did I tell you today she told me I missed George Bush again and ran out of the room laughing? Did I tell you that story?
You mentioned the George Bush thing yesterday.
She threw a shoe at me and I said, "Who do you think I am, George Bush?" And she went, "You, George Bush," and ran out of the room laughing. She did it again today. She threw something and said, "You, George Bush," and ran out of the room. Like,
look
what?
At the memory.
Oh, her memory is
that elephant-like memory.
It's frightening how good her memory is. So the other day, Julie's giving her a bath, and she gets out and she looks at Julie and she goes, "My butt has hole." And you know, Julie's trying not to laugh to encourage it, but she's like taking her hand and like pointing to it, like, "My butt has hole," and laughed. So she, of course, she dresses her and sends her my way and goes, "Tell Dad what you said." She just starts smiling and laughing. "My butt has hole." And I lost it, man. I couldn't stop laughing. And then I go, "Your butt also has a crack in it." Totally confused.
Oh, my God. So your kid is not fascinated with her butthole.
Huh?
So it's perfect that your kid is now fascinated with her butthole.
No.
Fixated on her butthole.
It's quite frightening. Actually, you know what I did tell her? I said, I forgot about this. I said, "Charlotte, things are only supposed to go out of that. Your whole life.
Out hole."
Mm-hmm.
Good. You explained that.
Sayonara, butt face!
So let's see if that memory sticks.
Good.
Let's not see.
You can never I don't think you can undo certain things with little kids.
She's 2.5. She's not going to remember. She's just a parrot right now.
Pee quality, like equality.
This is a product that will allow women to pee standing up.
Yes.
We could not resist such a product. How exciting is this?
You get to, take all sorts of liberties like dudes do, and then you don't have to also, hover over.
Well, it should be faster, too. I would think that would be huge aspect.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm just wondering how many chicks are going, God, if I can only pee standing up, jeez.
Well, I'll let him tell you, but enough have actually thought that.
If only I could shit standing up, too.
Nobody does that.
Oh. But if you could, though.
It could be a trailblazer.
Oh, no. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of videos of people who do that where they're walking through some place covertly. Just go.
What's that great video of the guy in the parking garage? He's shitting standing
up. They walk,
too.
They keep walking.
That's right.
That's an amazing talent.
He wiped his ass with the fast food bag.
What'd you say, Joe?
I mean, I can't believe that video has gotten brought up twice
today.
In the last half hour.
What did I miss?
Right before you came down, we were talking about Mark's favorite YouTube videos, and I made sure he included that one in there.
You reminded me that's my second favorite video of all time. Number one being the guy that fell up the escalator.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
incredible.
And I asked Joe if he remembers what my favorite video was, because there's a new video of somebody falling, going up the up escalator.
The guy's name is Alex, by the way.
Alex is who we're going to talk to?
Yeah.
Cool.
Alex.
I wonder if she's ever seen that video.
I'm glad you keep track, Trudy. I had no idea it was already time for that.
Look at that.
We're probably late, aren't we?
No, I told him 7:15.
Oh, excellent.
I have a problem with how much this thing costs.
Wow, where'd you find this tune, Jay?
On the party.
Sweet.
The Pee Quality theme song.
I can pee and poop on the party.
Yeah. Alex.
Hey. Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's our podcast here in Michigan calling Drew and Mark and Trudy, who you talked to earlier.
Yep.
How you doing?
Hey, doing really well. What about yourself?
We're doing fine, and we're fascinated by this product and this concept, and we're dying to know what the market research is on. Did you guys do a bunch of research to find out that women, if they could just stand up peeing, they would do it, if there was just a way? Mm-hmm.
If only there was a way. Well, today there is a way, and it's called Pee Quality, and we are encouraging everyone to stand up for it. It's changing the lives of women everywhere.
Changing the lives of women? No kidding. What, because they have more time?
No.
Because they don't have to go in a stall and...
Well, no, not...
God knows what goes on in there.
Let's face it, even in salaries today, women get paid less than men, and so... For the longest time, women have been told to sit down when they pee, and, I just won't stand for that anymore. So I knew I had to create a business to change that.
Okay,
just
so
a movement.
It sounds like it's a psychological thing as much as anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
We
make
can write,
a stand.
We can write our names in the snow.
Now
do
you
that
can
now.
Write your name in the snow. The future is here.
At last.
What? I mean, seriously, though, did you do research and find out that, 50% of women wish they could pee standing up?
No, I didn't do any research. I just bought a product.
That's how I go into business. Just you got a hunch, you got to go with it, right?
That's right. I saw the concept online from a Chinese manufacturer and decided to order a bunch for myself. And I saw it, and I just knew that this was the future for women and for all of mankind.
Oh, I hope you had a hell of a piss.
That's cool, because usually the Chinese see what we make and then they copy it.
Right.
But this time we did it in reverse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But was it called, was the concept Pee Quality sort of originated by you then? I love the idea, Pee Quality.
That's the brand that I started behind the whole movement. like I said, Pee Quality is there for you wherever you go, literally.
But you have to stop and fix this in some way, right?
Oh, totally. So, the process would be... excuse me. You'd have to pull down your pants, obviously, install the Pee Quality on your area.
Alex, can't you just add like an elastic strap so you can just wear it
and then
you can literally whip it out like a guy does?
Well, that's That might be
you
an,
attach a dildo to it, too.
Product roadmap. Yeah, you
one later?
Never know. This is just the P quality X. We have many big plans for P quality Y and P quality Z.
It's funny. We've interviewed this years ago. We interviewed somebody that made like the cone, which was very similar. You know, you could pee standing up.
Oh, is it called the cone?
I think so.
I remember that.
But what this is different because this is very phallic at the end. It goes out maybe like 4 or 5. How far does it go out from the vag?
It goes about 6 inches out. About average size.
What's average? Dude?
Average of what?
5.
Average penis size?
How much research did you do for that, Alex?
It looks like, well, it's it's manufactured in China.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Did you...
Because so what average penis size is, you know, in different places, right?
That's different.
Well, China might be a little smaller.
Whoa! Hey, come on! Now.
Well, that looks like it's significant.
Thanks
anyway,
him say it, Trudy.
I just wonder, you know, the affixing part. Are women going to want to do the affixing part? You know, in the open? Because we're talking about moving women from stalls to urinals, basically, right?
Yeah.
Well, the quality actually is giving women the freedom to pee wherever they want to, just like a man can, whether that's behind a dumpster or in a dark alleyway or on a bush. This is giving a woman a free choice to make her decision about how she uses her body.
I have to admit, there have been moments in my life where women have expressed their jealousy because, you know, whether you're
awesome.
Stuck in a car in traffic and you have to go and a gal just get out and go behind a bush or whatever.
Right, yeah.
I do it when I come home sometimes. I'd rather pee outside than inside. Well, I'm not joking.
If I let the dogs out and I'm on the deck at midnight or something, well, why
it's
not?
Great.
What the hell?
Why should I go to the bathroom? Doing that? Because I always thought that was...
Yes, you're going to start doing that.
That was dick behavior. But
something refreshing about it when the wind hits it.
Really?
You feel like a caveman.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to get that effect out of it. But
hey, Alex, why purple? Why not flesh color?
Just because that's part of our brand, is the purple.
Oh.
Our boxes come very colorful. They're full of color, purple and white, and we just all part of our branding.
And that was not, there was no market research done to pick that color, was there?
No, that's the only one that Chinese manufacturers sold, actually.
How many?
I didn't really have a choice.
How many have you sold, Alex?
Sold over a little bit, I think over 500 right now. Mm-hmm. I launched the website on Tuesday, so we've done about $7,000 in sales. Mm.
So do you have about maybe 5,000 of these P quality things in your basement right now?
I have them on route to my house. Because I had to order a ton more because the demand was so high.
Wow. What do you have to pay for this, for the right to pee standing up?
So a pee quality costs $14.99 plus $3.99 shipping. But a dollar of that proceed actually goes to support Equality Now, which is a nonprofit organization that promotes the equality of girls and women around the world.
Oh,
huh. Very cool.
Join a pee quality march where we all wear our pee qualities.
That's right.
Wherever we
stand up for it.
Are these dishwashers safe?
They are. Yes.
They are really.
Now, are you going to advertise
top rec?
Oh, success stories. I see. We're just looking at the
really where
the people on the website, the endorsements. Yeah. Julie S says, "When I drink too much, I pee too much. Now I can go whenever my pee quality or wherever my pee quality goes." Regina M says, "Easy, reliable, and incredibly convenient. The world is my toilet with pee quality."
Oh, the world's my toilet.
Ugh. I think these people have been given the verbiage here. I question the authenticity of these endorsements. Alex.
Alex, are they Getty images?
Yeah, I know.
Well, did you see the last one? That's probably just sells everyone on pee quality.
Oh, the Cheryl B.
Story.
My husband Todd is constantly peeing on the toilet seat. Game on, Todd. Outstanding. Yeah. So
pretty good stuff. It's been fun. It's been a wild ride.
Have you quit your day job yet, Alex?
No. So I'm still working my day job. I just do these little e-commerce business on the side and just do it for fun, make a little side cash, even though sometimes they make more money than my actual job.
What is your actual job?
I work at a mobile app agency in Dallas.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Oh, so he makes phone apps.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably for radio stations, like, right?
What's that?
Probably like the ones for radio stations, right?
Oh, yeah. We work with a lot of big-name brands and media companies building their mobile solutions.
Huh. That sounds like a very typical millennial. You're a millennial, aren't you?
I am a millennial. It's actually my 26th birthday today.
So oh, happy birthday.
I'm doing a little celebrating and shipping some Pequodies and living the dream.
What a cool
time to be alive.
That is the coolest thing to imagine, celebrating your birthday by giving women the right to stand up and pee. It's awesome.
Yeah, I get a little choked up when I think about it, actually. I'm changing the world. What a guy.
So what would happen if you were to sell, I mean, if sales continue the way they are, could this become your full-time occupation?
Probably not. I don't know. It might just be like a fad. I know a lot of people are buying them right now, mostly for...
Stocking stuffers?
For Christmas. Yeah, stocking stuffers.
Oh, what a lovely a lot of men stocking stuffer.
Them for their wives.
Their wives. So. Be quiet, hey, honey.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty cool. $14.99. Is there anything else people need to know before they order their Pequodity?
The only thing they need to know is stand up for it.
Okay.
Stand up for it.
So it's a pretty strong slogan.
It's
I don't
gotta,
know
how much... Yeah, it's got
yeah.
a
warranty. Jay? Oh, yeah. Is this it got a warranty? Money back
guarantee? Yes, it has a lifetime warranty.
I think you just made that up, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
How did I know that? I saw right through it. And I don't care. Yeah. Because I don't think anybody's gonna return one. I highly doubt it.
I don't think so. Once you have one, you're going to use it for life.
Yeah.
Okay, and the website is? The website
Pequodity. Is? Pequodity.com.
And that's P-E-E quality, correct? Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Okay, cool. Well, hey, good luck with it, man. You sounds like you've really got an opportunity to change the world here, and I'm excited for you.
He was on Shark Tank.
Hey, we're changing the world.
He was on Shark Tank?
What?
Yeah.
What? Really? How'd it go on Shark Tank?
Yeah, what'd Cube say?
So I didn't go on Shark Tank actually for Pequodity. I went on for another business I started last year. It was called PotatoParcel.com. It was a way that you could send anyone you know a completely anonymous message written on a potato. And so that whole thing went viral.
What? Oh, my God. But this is so
potato.
Stupid.
Oh, potato.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay. So stupid. I'm glad you made money on
half
it.
Half a million, right?
Wait, did one of the guys in Shark Tank buy into it?
Yeah, we got a deal with Kevin O'Leary.
No way. Kevin?
Yeah.
Wow, he's the toughest of them all.
Wonderful.
And he made a lot of money on it.
Yeah. So in the 18 months that Potato Parcel has been live, the site's done a little over $500,000.
And how much did Kevin make?
450.
Kevin took 10%.
10%. 50 grand. Yeah. Not bad. Did he really help you a lot, or was he almost impossible to get a hold of?
Well, so I actually don't own the business anymore. So the new owner actually works directly with Kevin and his team. So I'm just more of like the founder who started it. I actually... started it, kind of made it go viral, and then cashed out like 6 months in.
Wow.
Are you on the board of Potato Parcel?
I am, actually, yeah. I used to be the chief potato officer, but no longer.
What a wheeler dealer.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's cool, though. Because I always wonder on Shark Tank, when you see these people, and you know the sharks are so excited about it, and they sign up, and this big hug, and they're almost crying, and then I figure... they probably call them like once every few months for 5 minutes, and they're like, oh, I'm really busy. I got to go. I'll see you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah. And Mark Cuban, never.
Cube seems...
Oh, yeah.
He seems...
We were trying to get Cuban, but...
Yeah.
Trying to get the deal. Yeah, you guys should check out the episode. It aired on October 28th, so last month or a couple months ago.
Cool. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
exciting
dressed
stuff,
up as potatoes, and we look like complete jackasses. So.
Did they laugh at the presentation, though? Did you get a good laugh?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good laughs.
That always helps. All right.
Thanks, definitely. Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Great stuff, buddy. Good luck with it. Okay.
Yeah, pequodity.com. Stand up for it.
Got it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.